Okay, Rabbi, we're up to Daf Gimel Amid Aleph in Mesechtes Ksubis, and we're holding roughly 12, 13 lines from the top of the Amud. The line is parallel to the Toisvis, which begins Tenach the Kodesh Bekaspa, which is the fourth Toisvis on the Amud. So you'll see parallel to that in the Gemara, it says, Ikad the Amri Omar Rav. This is a second version of what Rav said, because we had already Rava yesterday. If you turn back to the Amud Beis, you'll see the two dots, which is also roughly the same space from the top of the Amud. It says there, two Amud Rava. But there it says, Olini Gittin, Einoi Kain, and Amud Kasava Rava, Einoi Nisbe Gittin. And here the Gemara says, Ikadi Amud Rava, V'chailin Yen Gittin, Amud Kasava Rava, Yesh Oin Nisbe Gittin. In other words, exactly the opposite of what we said yesterday in Rava. Now, what is this V'chein? What is Rava referring to? So it's going back on the Gemara that we learned yesterday on the Amud Aleph. As you will recall, we learned yesterday that there's a din that after a chosin gives the ring to his kala, and they become officially orus va'arusa, officially married, from this point on they cannot separate without a get chas v'sholem. If they then decide they're going to do nisuin, from the moment that the husband is toivea, which means he says to his kala, let's go and set a date for the chasana, for the nisuin, then they have up to a year by a psula, and up to 30 days by an almana. And then said the Mishnah, what happens, this is a Mishnah daf nun zayin, which we'll get to in about 2 months. What does it say right to the Mishnah? What happens if the year comes and goes, and the chosin still didn't make the nisuin? Then the chacham say, if that's the case, he has to start supporting her anyway. He shouldn't go and think, okay, he gets a freebie, you know, the push of the chosin another few months, and he doesn't have to pay. No. Oichlois mishaloi, and if he's a kohen, v'oichlois b'truma. That's what we learned yesterday. And then the Mishnah continues on, but what happens if that 1 year period ends off l'moshel on a Sunday? Does he really have to start giving her food on Sunday or Monday? The answer is no. He gets a yom et hamitvach. He gets another few days until Wednesday. Because since we learned in Amisha Psula, and this is l'yom ravi, so you get a further extension. What's the reason why you get that extension? Because it's an oinus. The oinus is that the Chachamim said, we don't make chasanis on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we only make chasanis on Wednesday. So if the year ends off the marshal on Sunday, you get another few days until Wednesday. And then we had two lishoinis, what Rav Yosef would hold in the case of Cholahu, Choltzihi, Pirsanida. In other words, another form of oinus. Would you go and say that just like the oinus of the requirement of Wednesday, you get the extra extension of a few days, so you have an oinus here too, that he is sick, she is sick, or she's a nida? Or do you say no? And that was, we had two lishonis thing more yesterday. Good. So then, Rava said yesterday, but that's only legabe hilchois nisuin and this din of oichlois mishaloi. Legabe gittin einoike, you know, begitten, that's not the halacha. What's not the halacha? On the kasava Rava, einoinus begitten. And you'll remember yesterday we learned in the Gemara what was the case that Rava was talking about. A case where it was a get with a tanai. The marshal, he said to his wife, I'm giving you this get, and it should only be chal if I don't come back within 30 days. And by the end of the 30 days, he had every intention, not only every intention, he has his flight ticket, and he had his seat on the plane, and he was going to go and sit first class, and he was going to be the first one off the plane, and he'd be home in time for 30 days. Oh, it's fine and good. And guess what happened? Then there was this historic blizzard of 35 inches, which never occurred. And as a result, thousands of flights were cancelled. And he said, it's my fault. And that 1 inch of snow fell. But hey, it was at the mayor, but the governor. So therefore, it was oinus al pi adibur. He wasn't able to reach it. So the question is, okay, do we give him an extension? It's an oinus. Just like we had in the Mishnah, we give an extension until Wednesday. Maybe I give an extension here. No extension, says Rava. Ain oinus begin by get. There's no such thing as an oinus. And what's the din? The get is a get. If 30 days pass and he's not back, it doesn't matter if he brings 3 doctor's notes and he has 5 excuses. It makes no difference. Bottom line is 30 days is a concrete set rule, and that's it. You can stand on your head. That was halacha of Ravi yesterday. The Gemara tried to bring raya's, 2-3 raya's from Mishnayos, and each time the Gemara was doicha the raya. Then we tried to bring a raya from halacha of Shmuel, and we were doicha that too. Then the Gemara eventually said that the reason for Rav is gezeira mishum hatznuos and mishum haprutzos. Today's Gemara is just the opposite, where the Gemara says Amar Rav v'chein le'inyan gittin, just like we said by the inyan of nisuin, that if there's an oinus, you give an extension. Here to by get, there's also an extension, and therefore, if the person didn't arrive on the 30th day because of an oinus, nevertheless, you give an extension, and the get is not chal, because alma kasava rava yesh oinus begitten. Just like there's an oinus over here, by our dinum of extension, by the nisuin, is a din of oinus by getten. Now, from here, for the next 20 lines, all the mishnayis and the halach of Shmuel that we used yesterday as potential mekoyrois, the source of Rava's halacha, now it's going to be the opposite. It's going to be cautious on Rava's halacha. And the Gemara goes through the entire Gemara of yesterday, but a little bit more bekitzer. The Gemara doesn't go through the whole Shakla Batari, as we'll see. It's a great Gemara, Meisve. You just said now that according to Rava, Yesh Oynes Begitten, and therefore the get will not be chal at the end of 30 days, if the husband can prove that he was stuck and he couldn't come in because of the historic blizzard or other reasons. Freitimar Meisve. We learned in the Mishnah later in our Masecht, Harizik, in the Masecht is Gitten. State in the Mishnah. How is a gitech? This should be a get. If I don't come back within 12 months. And what happens during the 12 months? Nebuchadnezzar passed away during that 12-month period. State in the Mishnah. Ain't a get. The get is not a get. Now, what's the reason why the get is not a get? Rashi explained already yesterday. Because ain't get. Liachar misa. You can't give a get after a person's dead already. Impossible. Now, the question is, why did the Mishnah have to give the example of umeis? It could have given the example of chola b'toch shnei masa chodesh. She got sick. And that's the reason why he didn't come back in 12 months. Is a chmash by the fact that we only give the case of the meis, who the ain't a get? Because ain't get liachar misa. What happens if there would be any other type of oinis? Is mashmahari zeget? It would be a good get. Is a shver on Rava? Because Rava says, no, if there's an oinis, it's not a good get. It makes no difference what the oinis is. Cholahu, cholzehi, the flights are stopped, whatever. It makes no difference. An oinis is an oinis. So why does it say, cholahari zeget? The truth of the matter is, although it says the case of meis, lav davke meis, the same thing applies to chol. Are you going to tell me, so why don't we go and tell chol, because that's the chol, a bigger chiddush. Get is because they can get lachamisa, the person is dead. But to go and tell me that chol, this aggressive chiddush, to tell you that nevertheless, the get is vaita, ain't a get, why doesn't it say chol? You go for kamashvul and then get lachamisa. That's taka what the Mishnah is telling us, even though we know that from our vast Talmudic, encyclopedic knowledge, but the Makor is from this Gemara, from this Mishnah, that ain't get lachamisa. Great Gemara, ain't get lachamisa. That's, you're telling me that's the chiddush of this Mishnah, Atanu L'Reisha. I have an earlier Mishnah in Masechtas Gittin, and here the Gemara relies on our fantastic memories of yesterday, where yesterday, if you look at the Gemara, hold one finger here so you don't lose it, but if you go back to the Gemara of yesterday, the Gemara said Atanu L'Reisha, it's almost parallel to our Gemara of today, where it says in the Mishnah, Atanu L'Reisha Harizeh Gittach, I'm quoting now from the Amud Beis, Im Meisi Harizeh Gittach, I'm sorry, Harizeh Gittach Im Meisi, Harizeh Gittach Mecholizeh, Harizeh Gittach Li'achar Misa, Li'yom Aklum. The Mishnah and the Reisha says all of these three cases, where a husband says to his wife, this will be your get if chas v'shalom I die. This is your get if chas v'shalom I pass away from this choly, from this disease. This is your get after I pass away. And all of these cases, leo maklum. So what's the reason why? Because ain't get lachamisa. So bazoi, I don't need the seifa to go and repeat the same halacha again. So chavaitis, so why did the seifa only give the case of meis? It could have given the case of chola, is the chmashma only by meis, ain't get liachamisa. But the chmashma that if it would be chola, ain't a chanami, it would be a good get. Why is it a good get? Either is an oinis, because I don't care about oinsin. But Rav, according to this, Lashon holds it, yesh oinsin beget. It's right, Imar Achav the Chakasha on the Rav. Everything I do, Melafuke mid Rabbi Seinu. The reason why the Mishnah repeats yet again this din of Ein Get Liachar Misa is like Fuke from Rabbi Seinu. Who is Rabbi Seinu? Rabbi Seinu said that every time you find in a get a zman, a date, zmanoi moichiach olav, zmanoi shoshtar moichiach olav. What does that mean? So Rashi explained already yesterday. What was the story? A person wrote in a get, yesterday was, if you remember, chamish usa b'shvat. If the husband says to the wife, I'm writing into the get that this get should be chal a year, 12 months from now, this is a year from now, on chamish usa b'shvat, if you would taka write that b'feirish, that this get, if I don't return by chamish usa b'shvat shnas, tufshin ayin vov, and that day comes and goes, in a chanami, forget about oynis, the get would be chal. However, what happened over here was, he didn't write, if I don't come back, Chamish Usa B'Shvat Tuf Shin Ayin Vav. He wrote in the Shtar, Chamish Usa B'Shvat Tuf Shin Ayin Hey, that was the date at the top of the Shtar. And then he said, if I don't come back, it's name Osar Chodesh, what's the din? It should be a get. Say the Rabbi Seinu, even if he dies during the year, the get will be a good get. I ain't get lacha misa, because it works l'mafreya. Why does it work l'mafreya? Because even though he didn't say explicitly me achshav, the fact that he wrote today's date in the shtar, and he didn't specify that the 12 months end on a particular date, they just said, this is today's date, make sure I'll come back within 12 months. Oh, zman ish shtar mechiach olav, that his kavana was, his intention was, that it should work l'mafreya. And therefore the Rabbi Seinu say, that even though he died during that 12 month period of time, the get is a good get after all. The Fazuk took the Mishnah, nein, the get is no good. Lafuke mid Rabbi Seinu. Yeah.
You said yesterday that the reason why he's doing that is because he's having in mind to protect her from a yib.
That's going to be the next chicken. We're not up to it yet. You're 100% right. Yeah,
good so far. The zman that you write is really midrabban, and the zman itself today is that he must write.
Oh, for sure.
But still, because he didn't mention a date when the 12th.
Exactly. He didn't mention
the zman he must have there. Yes, it's possible.
For sure, and absolutely right. So therefore, Rashi says, "Zman is shoshtar machiach olav." Lo yilchinam nichtav zman alechtoich. He didn't write it for naught, but rather lo idea shemayoy maksiva v'hamsira hu megarsha. I am giving you a get from today. I'm reading the Rashi of yesterday. Then lo yovay li oisiz man. It should be chal from the day of the ksiva and the mesira. So it goes back l'mafre. That's what Rabbi Seinu, and that's why the Mishnah has to go and give us the case of mace. And not the case of chala. Be'emesin huadim chala. So why does the Mishnah talk about the case of mace? La'afuke to say, we do not hold like Rabbi Seinu. And in this case, ain't get la'achamis, and the get will not be good. But the Rabbi Seinu, of course, respectfully disagree. Anyway, so we don't have a raya l'gabi chala. It's Toshima, let's bring another raya. Taka from the Mishnah, which says, Yob Feirush. That if they write in the get me'achshav im leibasi mikan v'yachnei masa choydish, the get should be chal ready from now. If I don't come back in 12 months, in other words, it should work retroactively to today. Umeis b'tachshnei masa choydish, and he died in the middle of the 12 months. Hariz a get. Then it is a get l'mafrei. That's according to everybody. He writes me'achshav. So no problem. So says the Gemara, even though the person's already dead, nevertheless, we're going to go and say that the get is chalam afreya. My love, the chala should be exactly the same thing. That even though there was an oinus at the end of the year, whatever happened, he couldn't make it, he was in the hospital, the flights were cancelled, it makes no difference. But bottom line is, he's not home. So he goes, me'achsha, because le'mafreya. So even though the reason why he could not be mekayim is tonight of coming back at the end of the year was because of an oinus of chola, an oinus of misa, he couldn't come back. I don't care. Whatever the reason is, it makes no difference. It's a get le'mafreya. Why? Didn't Rava say, according to the second Lashon, that yesh oynes v'gitten, that there's a good excuse, I couldn't make it, and therefore the get should not be chal. It's doch schwer on Rava. Every more like, meis davka. He davka the case of, if he's meis b'tech shnei masa chodesh, then it's taka get l'mafre. But if it's chala, so kontak azayin, it won't be a get l'mafre. Why not? He said me'achshav. Explains the Gemara. The whole reason why he gave the get in the first place, after all, once he's dead, it doesn't make a difference why, when, where. Obviously, they're no longer married. He's dead, and therefore the marriage is terminated, by definition. So why is he so makbid and giving a get if I don't come back? The Gemara already explained yesterday. The Gemara now repeats it again today. Because what happens if he has a brother who's not such a nice guy? Or he has a brother who lives somewhere deep in the Chvayis Africa, and it's going to be hard to find him to go and do a chalitza. So to spare her the problems of iguna, medzika, medyivim, and chalitza, not to have to go through all the tzoris and tzoris, me'atavyat oilim that we had in the previous mesechta. He says, you know, I'm going to give you a getz if I'm not back, which means if Chas HaShem might pass away, it should be Chalim Afreh. And so therefore, say the Chachamim, if the reason why he didn't come back was because he died, that's Taka the reason why he gets the getz in the first place. And therefore, Taka works for Mafreh. However, if he's not dead, if he's Baruch Hashem alive and kicking, and the reason why he's not here is because Nebuchadnezzar is in the hospital or some other Oynish, Efshet Taka Nish. Maybe it wouldn't be Chalim Afreya, and we'd say, okay, give him an extension. Give him another few days until he comes out of the hospital, until all the flights are rescheduled. So, as we both know, my name is Kamash Lam, that's why I need to have that Mishnah to tell you the case of Mass. Yeah. After the Nichol, the Tiva coming up, because that's as far as he's worried about the Yibam problem. But by Taka by Chola, Enochanami, maybe it wouldn't be a get. So, Baita, I still don't have a right. It's Toshima. So let's go and bring now Akasha from the case of Shmuel. In other words, we've now left Mishnayos in, and now we come to the case of Shmuel. What was the case of Shmuel? Mayhudi Amalahu. Iliasin Mikan Bashlesh and Yaim Lihave Gitta. You have a person who said to the Bezdin, or he said to the Edim, Raboisai, I'm giving you this get, hold it in escrow. If I don't come back in 30 days, the get should be a get. Finished. And what happened?
Well, awesome. He visited her with that thing.
Yeah,
but he didn't see that.
For sure. Why does he say Mehamed Amalahu? He said to them, "Mechay should say to her." Mehamed Amalah.
The aid didn't see them.
Okay, fine. Well, whatever the case was. But bottom line is, he said, if I don't come back within 30 days, it should be a get. Guess what happened? Awesome, safe, lost enjoyment. It's the 30th day. He arrives. His flight was a little delayed. It's now 5 o'clock. And now he's on the other side of the river. But that's exactly the time that the ferry goes from one side to the other. It's 5 o'clock. Shki is roughly 5:10, 5:15. It doesn't take more than 10 or 15 minutes. And even if it takes a little bit longer, he davens late, even mincha after shki. So he gets until 5:30. And so he figures it won't be a problem. He'll be back in time. And guess what? The ferry Nebuch got broken, there was a whole incident, and it's on the other side of the river until it comes back and forth. It's Nachnem and Nochashu. He's only going to come back after Marv. And he said, yeah, but I don't want to get to Bichal. So what does he start doing? V'omalu, and he screams in the other, hey, Chazuda, soy, I'm here. You know, you can see me. Yeah, he puts up a big banner, a big flag. I'm here, I'm coming, I'm done, the ferry is broken, etc., etc. V'yomar Shmuel, lo yishmei masya. He can stand on his head, and he can scream as much as he wants, even if he has a bullhorn saying, I'm here, but he's not here. He's there. And therefore the get will be chal. Now the question is, why does he get chal? After all, it's a Chayinus. According to Rava Yeish Oinus Begitten, we should give him an extension and say, okay, you get an extra hour or two until the ferry is back in operation until you arrive.
So it's clearly not what his intentions are.
Exactly.
I mean, he's just trying to protect her. Now he's back. He wants...
He wants the marriage to continue. Absolutely. So don't speak to the Imam. Barry's going to ask, why can't you go to Mavatl, go and get a bezin together? But we're not... Weren't you going to ask that, right?
You have the answer yesterday,
exactly. Baruch Hashem.
And what am I going to answer? If you remember, I answered.
You answered that Midraban Rebram Gam Takon, so I'm going to Liel, you're not allowed to make a bit, right? Anyway, so that was the Kash and the Shaklav Tari of yesterday. But getting back to Agamar, Gemara says, we have Mashum Alei Shemei Masi, as Gornish.
The only share in the world where the Magad Sheh tells over your Kash.
I see. It's only a share in the world that the Oilam asks such a Gewaldige Kash and gives such a Gewaldige Chuvus. It's Roy, this image is Jogging. But anyway, Jogging Mori, Vaite Nochemul, Seshmul says, Lo Shmei Masi, Izach Shver on Rava. Everything more than a Shver. Oin to the Shchir Shani, the Kimini Boy, Leilas Nuyo, Vlei Asti. How can you compare the case of the oinus by Shmuel of that case and the case of the oinsen that we're talking about? The oinus of Shmuel that the ferry is not working today or that it's broken, it's on the other side. This is something that happens jede Montag und Donnerstag. Every Monday and Thursday is a problem with the ferry, it's delayed, they're off schedule. This is the type of thing that he should have thought of, or he should have hired a good attorney, that they should have written in the shtar, so in case it happens to be as a oinus shchiach, an act of God, the what? There's chas v'shalom that there's a massa with terrorists, there's tsunamis, there's the historic blizzard, whatever it happens, and if the ferry is broken, write that all in the shtar, that those are all exceptions to the rule, that he should have angefangen. But the angefangen, the gabi, the hisha cholahu, cholachol tzehi, he hasn't been sick, Baruch Hashem, since he was born, he's never seen the inside of a heart. He doesn't even go pick a choylem. him. He even doesn't know what a hospital looks like. A gorilla. So therefore, it's an oinsed lo shchiach. I would think that on something like that, maybe that oinus, even Shmuel would agree to Rava that yesh oinus begin. The oinus is shchiach, he should have thought about it, he should have written it down. But not by these oinsim shelo shchiach, and therefore we have no kasha from Shmuel's halacha, and with this we end our sugya, that if anybody asks you, yesh oinus begin, ein oinus begin, no matter what you tell them, you'll be right, because it's two lish oinus. One lashon of Rava is, ein oinus begin, one lashon of Rava is, yesh oinus begin. Yes, Barry.
But yesterday we had a great thing. They come because of Putzos and Snuos.
Right.
So how does there was a Putz to Rava. Here it's a great question. Well, how does Rava answer that?
Not the Rava. That's what that was the Gemara saying. Rava is based on a Svara Mishum Snuos Mishum Putzos.
Right, and that's a great Svara. So I love the Svara.
Right, the Gemara, but it was a takana. The Svara is not just a Svara. The Chachamim decided, because of the problem, the potential problems of Snuas and Prutzais, let's make this takana. And the Gemara wasn't even so happy with the takana. The Gemara says, with this takana being oike the din of Eishes Ishma and Atayra. The Gemara then called the Kurdish and the Adaita Rabbanim Mekadesh, and they made her be lost.
It's much better without the takana and Svara.
Exactly. So this is a Chiddush. That's a novel thing.
Takana, so what's Rabbi doing being associated with
takana? Not he's being associated. Today's Gemara says that Rava said they didn't make such a takana. The making of the takana is the chiddush. The absence of the takana is not the chiddush.
Okay.
That the rabbanon should go mi mechadish, that this person's marriage for 25 years ago is annulled l'mafreya retroactively. Why? Because of the fact of an oinus mishum atznuis mishum aprutzais. It's a grace of chiddush.
The tzis was there. The takana wasn't a takana.
According to the first lashon, there was a takana. According to the second lashon, there wasn't a takana. If anybody is still alive, they can still remember from those days, but there are very few people around today that can still remember whether it was the Kana. Yeah. Anyway, so bottom line is, our Gemara has two lishoinis, whether there was such a takana, not the takana, and whether einoinis or yesh oinis begin. And now we start a new shtickle. And we go back to our Mishnah. In the Mishnah we said that all besulois have to get married on Wednesday. Now anybody that lives in the modern age knows that there are people that get married on Sundays and on Mondays and on Tuesdays. In fact, sometimes they get wedding invitations, 12 invitations for Sunday or for Monday. How can you? It's got to be a Wednesday. Is everybody, chas v'shalom, being over our Mishnah? This din of getting married on Wednesdays only started from Ezra's times, because he was the one that was m'saken on Mondays and Thursdays. And like we learned in our Mishnah, that if chas v'shalom was a tainus psulim, he'd come in on Thursday morning because the bezin is kavua. In the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, and in the times of all the first Beis Hamikdash, and the times of all the Shoiftim and all the Nevi'im, etc., etc., Shabbati Dinim Kvum Chol Yom, they were Dati Dinim every single day. Ishnus B'chol Yom. So good, in the good old days, in the time of the first Beis Hamikdash, you can get 15 invitations for Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Thursday, every day of the week practically, and you don't have to get married on Wednesday. So Freitig Mori, that's the obvious question. Why is the Gemara? Gemara is teaching us now history lessons. The Gemara is going to tell us halacha. Do I care what happened, you know, b'mois the first Beis Hamikdash? It's already history. It says the Gemara, a libeder of Shmuel by Yitzchak, hachik amar. What he means to say is not only is this a historical fact, but what happens if today, today's day and age, if you have a town or a city where you have Bati Din Kvum B'chol Yoim, they're open for business on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. Noi Bazai, Kikoinim Tekonis Ezra, and therefore Yishanis B'chol Yoim, Osetaka has practical halachic ramifications today, that you don't have to get married on Wednesday, you can get married every day of the week, and that's in fact why. Okay, but you're going to start asking about Friday night and Shabbos. Besides that, we're going to talk about that more later on.
Any week,
yeah, any weekday exactly. You can go and get married. Not a problem. You can get married. In fact, even in Yerushalayim, even today, there are people that get married on Friday afternoon, and then they have the suda on Friday night. You're wondering why would a person do something like that? Because they go and save some money. Many people, especially from the Alta Dor in Yerushalayim, unfortunately don't have funds. And therefore, they want to go in Fashbur. They want to go and save money. Because after all, if you make the chasana and the suda Friday night, anyway, Friday night you have to make a suda. So instead of making the Sheva Brucha suda that night, that would be the chasana suda. Obviously, most of the people, not everybody's going to come because most people stay at home. And you don't have to pay for a musician, you don't have to pay for all the other stuff, and photographers, etc. So they fishbub is get.
Somebody told me this neighbor, the Baba that got married.
Yeah, he also
did that.
Also Friday
here
afternoon.
In the west side.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara tells us that you can get married every day of the week, at least weekdays, because of the fact that Bati Dinim Kavuim B'chol Yai. It's Ish Nisim B'chol Yai. Freiti Gemara, but I have another problem. I'll be in on Shoktu. What's the Shoktu? Remember, we asked yesterday in the one. In fact, it was Mr. Friedlander's question when we were learning the Mishnah. Since Bati Dinim Kavuim on Mondays and Thursdays, just like the Chamur Misakin, that a person can get married on Wednesdays, they should also misaken that a woman can get married on Sundays. Sigmar said, no, Shoktu. What was Shoktu? That there was a tekana for Bnei Yisrael, that we want that the chosen, who in the good old days was the one that made the wedding, nowadays mostly the kala, but in the good old days it was the chosen that made the wedding, so therefore he has to have time to go and prepare, so he's going to go and prepare on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and then make the chasana on Wednesday. As opposed to making it the week before, that might be problematic. So if you're going to allow for chasas l'moshel on Sunday and Monday, other days of the week, what's going to happen with the shoktu that we want, that Bnei Yisrael should have the benefit of the 3-day preparation of all the meals before the chasana? He will talk to me matriach the previous week, or he's going to go and do it in a concentrated form. In other words, if they get married on Tuesday, he'll do, instead of 3 days of preparation, of 2 days of preparation, he'll do the best he can under the circumstances. Like Rashi says, if he started it earlier the last week, he'll do 3 days, he'll do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and he'll get married on Sunday. It's not perfect, but nish gefel. So, Kimara, my shoktu, where do you get the shoktu from? Now this is the Shmuel by Yitzchak. The Gemara is asking Shmuel Yitzchak vis the shoktu. Now, what do you mean with the shoktu? We learned that yesterday. But yesterday when we learned it, it wasn't a Mishnah, it wasn't a Braisa, it was Rav Yosef quoting Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Remember, Rav Yosef said, I didn't understand Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, what he was asking, what he was answering, so I'm going to tell you what he was saying. His question was, Why are all the chasanas on Wednesday? Why don't we make chasana on Sunday? And the reason is because Shoktu Chacham al Kanaz Bnei Yisrael, Shitarech Mesudah Shloi Shriyam. So we have Shmuel saying that. So what's the more my Shoktu? Dr. Harashi, we're asking Akash on Rab Shmuel Bayitzuk, who is an Amoida. And we're asking him, where did you get this idea about Shoktu? So you're going to tell me, well, we got it already from Shmuel of yesterday, just a Chana Moira. You can't ask on one Amoira from no Chana Moira. See, look at the top Rashi. My Shoktu. Heichon Sheninu Shoktu, the Makshinin Lohacha. We asked the Kashin of Shmuel, but Yitzhak, what about the Shoktu din that you have to have the 3 days of preparation before the Chasana? Imishun Diyom Shmuel El. We had Shmuel on Daf Beis Amar Aleph. Less than the oisve mino la amiru achrina, to ask from one amoira on another amoira, especially from Shmuel on Reb Shmuel by Yitzchak, one this because they had the first name. Just kentan Shmuel out, just kentan Shmuel Beis, you know. So nishkarai. Anyway, Simon wants to know, what do we have a makoir from a mishto a brisa to this din of Shoktu, or is it just from Shmuel? Says Simon, tak, I do have a brisa. The sanya. And a lot of this will be familiar to us from yesterday. Why do we say that a psula should get married on Wednesdays? If the husband said, it's Pesach Basuach Matzasi, there's no psulim, he would get up the next morning, Thursday morning, he'd go to Bezin, be the first online, and he would complain and tell the Bezin about the fact that the Matzasi Levit Chapsulim. Let them get married on Sunday. On Monday. So now the price itself says, 3 days. So all of this is contained in the Braisa, that this din of Shoktu is not something that Shmuel came up with. It's also showing from the Tanoim, it's already from the Braisa. And what Reb Shmuel Ben Yitzchak said on the Amud Aleph, but now that Ezra's Takon is no longer in effect, because there are many towns or cities where they may have Bezdin open every day of the week, So they'll do 3 days, the earlier week, Shpeita, Fria. Somehow he'll try to kratz together 3 days of preparation. But now the Braisa continues on. So we've answered our question, where does the shoktu come from? It comes from this Braisa. But now the Braisa continues, it says, Umi sakana ve'elach. From the time of the big sakana, what sakana are we talking about? The Gemara will address that shortly, what the sakana is. But from the time of sakana ve'elach, nagu ho'am, lich nois v'shlishi. So not that they were oike the takana of Revi. You're still supposed to get married on Wednesdays. But because of the sakana ve'elach, many people, not everybody, it wasn't universal, but many people started making chasanis on Tuesdays. Necham didn't make a protest. Doesn't say that they were happy with it, but they said, okay, gzim tahait, you know, shev al tasa, they didn't make agam tzitzimis. Ubeshen lo yichlis, but to go and make it back to Monday, the imachmas, lo yichlis, you shouldn't go and make it Monday. This Bryce, remember, is talking about in the times of the old Takana mit Ezra. This doesn't apply today, like Shmuel B'Yitzchak said. But the times of Ezra, and during that period of time when they had Bat Dinim open on Mondays and Thursdays, don't get married on Tuesdays, but if, because of the sakana, they got married on Tuesdays, nishkefer lech lemicho biyadam, but don't get married on Monday, the imach was oynis, but because of oynis is already mutter. And the Gemara is going to ask, what is this oynis all about? Is this the same as the sakana of before? Then why doesn't it say sakana? And besides that, it says, mi sakana ve'elach noagoam. And here it says, imach was oynis mutter. So the Gemara is going to ask all these diyukim in another moment, don't be noivis, Rabbi Isai, the Gemara will address this. Finally, the Braisa tells us, what happens if the chosan and kala didn't have bia? In other words, they had their nisuin, they had the chuppah with the yichud, and they had music and photographers with the mitzvah tants, but for some reason they didn't have bia until Friday night. They want to have the first bia on Friday night, so the price, so they shouldn't have the first bia on Friday night. Because this is cause of chabura. This is not so simple. We're going to have a lengthy discussion about this in Miyat Hashem on Shabbos Kodesh. What's the inyan of the blood of psulim, whether it happens to be mechnis konis, if it happens to be like in a container, or if, it says, if you're making a pritzi, you're making it bleed. Mention that we're going to have on Shabbos more discussion about that. But we're going to focus now on the earlier parts of the Braisa, where the Braisa said that although the takana is to get married on Wednesdays, mitnei sakana, you can go and do it on Tuesdays, and mitnei oynis, even on Monday. And the Gemara is now going to explore what all of that means. Zokti Gemara, my sakana, what did the Braisa mean by saying sakana? Maybe what the meant is that since the Romans and all the evil governments over the ages have tried to be oiker all the mitzvahs from Klal Yisrael, not only mitzvahs d'oraisa, but even takonis d'rabbanan, and therefore they say, ah, we heard that all Jewish weddings are on Wednesday. Any man and woman that get married on Wednesday, achas dus al homis, chas v'sholem, they'll all be killed. Ah, if that's the case, don't make it a Wednesday, you're allowed to get married on Tuesday. So, Freit Gemara, if that's the
sakana. He doesn't even say you're allowed, he says nahad.
Yeah, Yegemar is going to say that. Yegemar is going to address that. Freit Gemara, my sakana. Ilim diam psul handis liyam revi tehari, chas v'sholem, the din of Misa. Freit Gemara, nohagu. It's a minig, many people are knowing now to be mocked them on. Shlishi, legami niyakri, if you're talking about tzakonis, nefonis, nevoshis, mamish, all the chazal should get together and say, we're mevatel the din of Revi, and from now on, you can get married on Tuesdays, on Mondays, and Sundays, any day you want. After all, you're talking about tzakonis, nefoshis. Because of this tzakonah, we shouldn't go on chas v'shalom and put people in danger of chas v'shalom of death. Everything more, Rabba, the Amri, not that they said, that psula nisviyam Revi, tehoreg, but psula nisviyam Revi, teboil lehegmoin tchela. As you can see, how evil and how bad the goyim and the governments were at that time. I don't know that the governments are much better today, but at least
no,
at that time.
Such in the Middle Ages, the goyim had such a thing.
Nice guys.
First
nice
rights.
Wonderful people. Anyway, so what was the takana of the government at that time, that all Jewish women that are getting married on Wednesdays, they first have to be nivala to hegemon. Hegemon was like the governor.
Hegemony.
The hegemony, otazite. Whoever was the person of authority, the lord, the governor, the mayor, whatever, he'd have first rights, as you say, and he would go and be boyel first. Now, obviously, the women weren't very happy about that, and the families weren't happy about that. And so therefore they said, you know what? L'marach happen before the Hegman arrives on Wednesday. Let's make the chasana on Tuesday. By the time he comes, it'll already be too late because she will already have been married and she already have a bee, and then the Hegman will say it's no longer of any interest. No longer interesting. So therefore, says Gemara, that's the sakana. Sakana is because of this gezeirah tibor lehegman tchala. Frag Gemara, hi sakana. The word sakana sounds like sakanas nefashis. Chas Hashem, going to kill somebody. But here we're not talking about killing people, we're talking about an oinus. Oinus meaning that the Hegman is going to force himself upon this kala. So the lashon of the braisa should have been, nay, how oinus, because Chas Hashem is going to be ma'anis her, he's going to violate her. Because of that, a lot of people were noig to go and push the chasana up to Tuesday instead of waiting until Wednesday to defeat and to defy the Hegmon's nasty ideas and plans. So why did it say sakana? You should say oinus. Says Gemara, I'll tell you why. Because very often it will come the day sakana. Mishum de'ika tenuah is the master nafshayu liktolo the asin l'day sakona. If chas v'sholom taka, the wedding is taka scheduled for Wednesday, and the Hegman's going to come on Wednesday afternoon, he's going to say, "I want first rights over here." So the tenuahs are going to go and say, "No, I'm not going to allow it." And when the Hegman is going to come chas v'sholom to bim anis, she's going to fight tooth and nail against this Hegmon, to the point that he might go and kill her chas v'sholem. So therefore, it could very well be that this Maisa Oinus is going to lead to Nebuch Amisa Masa, to her death, to Sechmamish the Sakana. And that's why they allowed it to make it onto the Evo Sotir.
Here's a raya, really, that she shouldn't be Maisa Nebuch, that she's Kakoyim. Choyres a raya from her.
So now the question is, Freitach, yeah, it's Rabbi Yoina, and this is already, Rabbi Pinchas already giving the terrors before we came on to the Kasha. Don't we have the famous rule that the three tremendous averis of Shvichas Domim, Gili Aroyis, and Avodah Zarah, that Yehorig Val Yavar, and therefore if the Hegmon is forcing himself upon her, maybe she should taka, she taka Mechir, Yehorig Val Yavar, she has to go, and it's not Ishois Tsenuois. Every person in such a matzav l'chayra has to be moist and nefesh, and that's Toises Kasha over here. The Lidrish Lahu the Oynishar. You see about second Toises. Then Tov Amarmini Beperi Ben Zazera Moira Al Kol Avirish Yava Yaharik Chutz Vaydunra Gilis Aroyis. Where's the din of Yaharik Val Yavar? And the answer is, of course, it's a longer Toises. But the bottom line in Toises and the bottom line of all the other Rishonim is that that's only if you're talking about the man, but not if you're talking about the woman. Reason why the woman, because the woman is only passive in the act. She's karka oilam like by Esther. She's not the one that has to be mashpia. She's the mekabelis. Mekabelis is a zera. And so therefore, she would not mitzad ikaradin. She would not have to go and fight. She could allow herself to be nansa. It's not pleasant. Everybody agrees with that. But there is no mitzvah yoharik val yavar. But the ishes tenuais will say, "Fort, I don't want to live with this terrible Hegmon, a grubber, no good nick," and therefore she's going to attack a bee, moisten nefesh. That's why the Brice used the expression of sakana. So, freighting, yeah.
Because of a minhag that benefits the woman about the party,
yeah.
Why should we put her in an oinus even? Even in matter of an oinus.
That's why we attack it down.
We moichel the party. So she will not be an oinus.
And that's why
the Gemara is asking, yes, the oinus should be allowed.
That's why they pushed it to Tuesday.
The Gemara's kasha is not on the halacha. The Gemara's kasha is on the lushan of the brides. The lushan of the brides is mepnei ha-sakona. They allowed women to get married on Tuesday. No problem. Like michu bem chacham. Straight Gemara, what's a sakana? Sakana, if you're going to have a person you're going to shoot him, that's a sakana. If it's mishuma oinus, which is terrible. No question about Sarah. But mishka sakana. It's a terrible masa oinus. So the lushan of brides should say mepnei oinus. They allowed people to get married on Tuesday. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why it says the word sakana. Because many of the noshim tenuais, they were taken misakinus atzmam. They put themselves into a sakana. So the oinus was upgraded and it became taka sakana. So Frank the Gemara, I have a good idea. For Lidrish Lahu, the oinishari, in all the Bisyankivs, we should go and give a special seminar, especially all the kalas have kala classes before they get married, just like the chusin have chusin classes. They should go and tell them that if chas v'shul chalil v'chas, the Hegmon comes and he forces you, you don't have to fight it, you can go and, unfortunately, you'll be nensa, but because that, so in other words, we're not Chas V'Shalom saying, yes, it's a wonderful thing, yes, go and do it, and then be besimcha and dance. What we're saying is, if Chas V'Shalom, something like this happens, you don't have to put up a struggle, because mitzat ikra din, you're allowed to go to your husband after that, because after all, you are a Yisraelis, you're not a Kohenis, you're not marrying a Koyin, so a Nensa is allowed to be married to an Eishes, to Yisrael. And that's the case. Let's go and teach them the Oynishari, so that they should not come Lidei Sakana. See, Mora's question is not, let's keep everybody off of Wednesday, and if the Hegman comes, let them be mad. No. The Gemara is saying, is Avad, if they want to be Makdim to Tuesday, to be able to avoid this problem with the Hegman, no problem, no agu. The Gemara is asking, Vait in the Lashon of Braisa, why does it say the Lashon of? Then they ask Sakana. Because many of the Tznuois would bring themselves the Day Sakana. Let them not bring themselves the Day Sakana. Let's teach them that if Chas V'Shalom this were to occur, you don't have to come the Day Sakana. So right to the price, you should say when they are oinus, not the Sakana. Yeah.
I thought his kasha was, what does he know go on? They should be ma'akidatakon.
Well, that's going to be the next tickle. And that's the next kasha. Zok to Yimara. So why don't we go and teach them literally oinus to Shari? After Yimara, ikaprutzois. The economy koihanois. What is the Gemara's teretz? Ika prutzais. Prutzais means those women that are not such groisatzit kuniesin. And therefore, when they hear that the hegman is going to be boiled, and they're going to hear that if she is nensa, she's still going to be miteres labala, she may say, it's not so bad. Two husbands in one day, two men in one day. Oh, you see, it must be so attractive. The hegman wants me, and my chusin wants me. And she may be quite happy about this. The problem is, if she's happy about it, it's no longer an oinus. If it's no longer an oinus, it becomes beratzai. If Chas V'Shalom an eishes ish is nivel of beratzai, and she's an eishes ish, because we're talking about that she was already married by Edison a year ago, so she's a rusa. If an eishes ish lives be mezid or beratzai with another man, then she taka becomes a surah labala. So we can't go and give a shir and say, yeah, don't worry about it, if you're honest, everything is fine, you'll still be okay. Because the prutzas are going to go one step further and say, once it's okay, I might as well have fun, I might as well enjoy it. Why should I go and fight it? Let me have a simcha. And the Chas V'Shalom does a zikr os. And the same thing applies to what about those koihanois? Koihanos really means the Aisha's coins. That those that are married to a koin, as we know, even if it's be'oinis, you're not allowed to go back to a koin. And therefore, she has to taka be misakin asatra. She has to be moisa nefesh because of the fact that she's an Aisha's coin. And therefore, that's why the Gemara says we cannot go and liddish lehu de'oinis shari, because for the prutzais, we don't want to give them any bad ideas. And for the koihanois taka, and oinis is taka awesome. So therefore, we allow them to go the minug ba'alma if they want to be mocked into Tuesday. Okay, gesundheit, you can do it. It's not that it's officially sanctioned. Mr. Friedlander, as interpreted by Reb Pinchas, that the kasha of Mr. Friedlander was, lekrei, why don't we oike the whole din? In other words, if it's taka emes that some girls are going to come, lidei sakana, both are Aishas Koyans, as well as the Tznuais, that they're going to fight for their lives in Chas V'Shalom, instead of having a Chasana, Chulila B'Chasana, we might have a Levaya. If that's the case, we should be Oike the Takon in Gansin. After all, this whole Takon was Letoivas, the young lady, as Mr. Friedlander said so articulately a few moments ago, that we want to benefit her, that the husband should make a beautiful chasana in 3 days, mit preparations, mit the ganze masa, tzchalze takana for her benefit. So for her benefit, we should say, moichel, she should say, I'm moichel that benefit, and let me marry another day, so I shouldn't have this potential sakana of the hegmoin. Everything more gzeira avida de batla the takanta de rabbanim become gzeira loy akrin. What the Gemara says is historically we find the chol dar vador oim de malena lechaleseino the akadosh baruch hu matzileina miyodim. Every generation we always have persecutions. We have anti-Semitism. We have crusades. We know it, and unfortunately it's going on even bizman hazeh. The anti-Semitism of some of the umas oilam is terrible, and that we know. But what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Jewish people will live forever, and the Parois and the Achashverishes and the Hitler Yimach Shemois and all of those eventually become footnotes of history, and Klal Yisrael is Chai V'Kayam until Mashiach Tzad and beyond. So that being the case, says the Gemara, this taka gzeira from the Malchus. But how long will that gzeira last? Until the next government. The next government will figure out new gzeiras. The Democrats are out of power. The Republicans will come in. The Romans will be out of power. The Greeks, the Persians, somebody else will come in. The Machanai gzeiras. So therefore, all the gzeiras of Vida the Batla, the gzeiras ha'akim will eventually become battle in a year, 5 years, 20 years, 50 years. But the Kabbana Rabbanon become gzeira le'akrin. So there's no reason why we should mevatel the takana. Leave the takana in place. That the women should get married on Wednesdays. If there will be a temporary period of time where there's a terrible gzeira, okay, we'll allow the women to get married back on Tuesday to avoid that potential problem of takana mitoynis. But leave the takana in place. We don't have to be oik the takana because the takana will remain chai v'kayim for years and years, and the gzeira of the goyim will eventually fall away. If the hegmon is going to hear that the Yidden are trying to outwit and outsmart him, by what? That a lot of the people are no longer going to make chasenis on Wednesdays, they're going to make chasenis on Tuesdays. So Hegman's not stupid. Since he wants to have first rights, what is he going to do? He's going to come in on Tuesday. So for some duavketin, he's going to come Tuesday. Everything Yimara misveikli okanafshei. The Hegman is not coming on, you know, it's not like today. He just has to go and call a car service and he's there in 5 minutes or whatever it happens to be. He had to go and get his horse together and he was upstate and the chasen was downstate. I got some halach. So if he knows for sure that he's going to have first rights over here, it certainly pays for him to be mois and nefesh to come to the chasen and be the first guy there and to do his thing. However, if it's a 50-50 type of situation, he says, it's not worth my time and my effort. I'm going to come all the way and I'm going to be so disappointed because she's only going to get married the day before, the day later. So therefore, once we throw in this doubt by saying that a lot of people already know you on Tuesdays, and the Hegman says, I'm not going to come on Tuesday. Maybe they're the machmirim. They're not machmirim. They believe Mesudis of Asayne Biyodayne. They're only going to do it on Wednesday. He's going to come on Tuesday. Or he's going to stay over Tuesday night. He wants to go back to his wife. Whatever. So they're not going to come.
Tuesday, he also will come when he came to them.
If what? If they're going to get married on Tuesdays.
If they're going to get married on Wednesday.
Yeah, but apparently
he's machmirim until Tuesday. He's still accomplishing what he wants to do.
He wants to be at the chasen and to go and be, you know, he's going to come.
It's his ego, like he's saying.
Yeah, it's all part of the ego.
He wants to see the wedding and then he gets it.
Exactly.
He wants to show everyone that.
He wants to chopper out at the. Exactly. She's sitting on her Kisa Shomalchus there by the smorgasbord, and then everybody's taking pictures, and all the women and the bridesmaids are standing around. He wants in the middle of the chaparos and take her out. Anyway. Okay, so now we're finished with the first part of the Braisa, where the Braisa said that Bishasa Sakana, they were noig even on Tuesdays. And then the Braisa continued on, but don't be makdim to Monday. Because of oinis, it's even mutter on Mondays. My oinis. What's the definition of oinis? Elim Hadiyamar, we're talking about the same oinis that we're talking about until now. Why would the Braisa change the terminology from sakana to oinus? So Masha, we're talking about a different type of oinus. The su, you can also see from the Lashon of the Braisa, it says, Hasam Nagu, the first part it says, that if there was a sakana, Nagu on Tuesdays. But Hacha, here it says that in Neo Oinus, it's mutter on Mondays. So Masha, a different Lashon, what's going on? Hacha mutter is Omerav. I'll tell you, anayimasa. What's anayimasa? The Amri Sar Tzava Bo Le'ir. It's talking about that it's a wartime, and the head of the military, or the head of the army, he's going to come into town. Now we're not talking about the Inyan of Arroyas, we're talking about that somebody has to supply the military and the soldiers with food. And they're going to hear that the chasen is on Wednesday. And they're going to arrive on Wednesday, and instead of all the guests going and eating up all the delicious delicacies, both at the smorgasbord, as well as at the chasen, as well as at the Viennese table, the Saratov is going to come, going to send in all of his soldiers, and they're going to eat up all the food that was painstakingly prepared by the chasen sad at great time and effort and expense, and they're going to wipe all the tables clean, and they're going to eat everything up. So therefore, if you hear that the general and the army are coming on Wednesday, and you're in the middle of preparing the food already on Sunday, and you can say, ay, 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 all of this food is going to go to waste, it's going to be eaten up by the soldiers, then you can go and be mocked him on Monday and say, okay, Shnal, let's go and have the chasen. And now everybody will eat up the food. Some of the food will still be raw, not all of the roast beef is going to be well done. Some of it is going to be a bloody mess, which they call medium rare, as long as we eat it and not them. And let's do it on Monday. So that's the oinus. And not a sakana, it's an oinus that said you don't want to lose the benefit of the ingans and the whole suda. Let's now go into the details. Idi osi v'cholif, are we talking about the saratzava? He comes and he leaves quickly, meaning that he's not going to stick around very long. So why do we say, shnau, 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 let's go make the chasana Monday. Liakiv, why don't we postpone the chasana for a week? In other words, we hear that the saratzava is coming on Wednesday, so don't go and start preparing on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then say, well, he's going to come, let's make the chasana on Monday, so they shouldn't eat up all the food. Postpone it, put everything back in the freezer, tell the caterer he has a week's vacation, and next week can start all the preparations a week later. Because after all, the Saratsova is not staying. If he's coming and going, he's a Yoitz v'nechnes, Liakov, let's postpone the chasana to the next week. It's talking about that he's going to stick around for a while. He's not staying just for 1 or 2 days. He's going to be here for the next month or whatever, or even longer. Or indefinitely, exactly. So since it's indefinitely, you can't push up the chasana indefinitely. Therefore, you make the chasana on Monday. Why do you say it on Monday? If you're saying the Saratsav is going to come on Wednesday, fine. So don't have to go and be makta make the chasana on Monday. Make the chasana on Tuesday. What's up this on Monday? Says the Gemara, as parvavadi day begimel ka'asu. Because when the general comes on Wednesday, he's not the first one on the scene. He first sends, like it says in the Torah, lehavdil v'sihuda shulach l'fun of goyishna. You have to send the preparatory, the scouts. Oh, the scouts, they have to come in advance to go make all the preparations to make sure everything is in place when the Saratsava come. They already come a day before on Tuesday. When they hear that there's going to be a chasana on Wednesday, Michinos happen the whole business on Tuesday, and therefore they'll say, we impound all the food and don't eat it and don't let the guests come on Wednesday because we're taking it all for the military today. So therefore you have to defy them or defeat them by making the chasana Monday before the scouts arrive on Tuesday. So that's pshat number one. It's part of the day, the gimel kos. So that's the oinus that we're talking about at the end of this braisa, is the oinus of the saratzava. You can get married on Monday. The boyisema, a brand new pshat. My machmas oinus. The oinus is nebuch kidesanya, harashoye pitoy, ofui, utvochoy tavuach, viyene mozug, umeis oviv shal choson oy ima shal kala. Hi, vavai, vavai, Nebuch, Rachmon Litzlan. Nebuch, this happens every once in a while. And Rachmon Litzlan is a terrible, terrible thing. That what? Everything is prepared. Everybody is ready for the chasana. All the chalas and all the bread are baked. All of the cooking is cooked. All the yain is mozug. Rashi says yain mozug means that it's already diluted with water. And you can't let it stay too long because diluted wine cannot hold very long. And Nebuch, before they had a chance to start the seudah or start the chuppah, we'll soon see where they were holding at what point. Before they were, somebody read out the tanoim and they broke the plate. Afterwards, in Baltimore, say. Anyway, umeis oviv shalchasin or imishakala. Now, this is a little bit interesting. What difference does it make? Right. Oviv shalchasin, imishakala. Right. So Rashi already addresses it, and the Gemara is meramis to it on the Omid Aleph. So what's the inyan of oviv shalchasin, imishakala? Says Rashi, these two people are very, very crucial and instrumental to the success of the chasana. Because as we said already yesterday, and as we said today, in the good old days, the seuda was prepared by the chasan. Now the chasan himself cannot do everything on his own, and presumably he's been doing tshuva for the last 3 days, and the day of chasana he's fasting, and of course he has to have his last minute chusin classes and all the rest, he's busy. So who has a lot of the oil of making sure that everything collapses? It's the oviv shol chasan. And now let's turn to the kala side. Who makes sure that the kala has that her wedding gown it fits exactly? And who makes sure that all of her jewelry and all of her shmirachts, that the cosmetician is going to come in time to make all the makeup? The mother has to be in charge of that. So these two people are very, very crucial for the chasana. So guess what happens? If chas v'shalom, one of these two pass away, you cannot go and say, okay, let's go and push off a chasana for a week or two and we'll make the chasana at that time, because there's no avishal chasana left to prepare the chasana in a week or two. And there's no imashal kala to go and help out with the cosmetician and the tachshitim and all the rest. And therefore, we want to make the chasana now. But what are we going to do? We have a masa mit alavai, we have a mess. What are we going to do?
Isn't there an issue of if they're mourning, yes, are they allowed to get married?
So that's the point. So we want to go and start the chasana before or after the mourning. How do we do that? Says the Braisa. What we do is temporarily we put the mess aside. In other words, we don't want to go mimavaza the mess and have everybody going down with all the music and going down the aisle and everybody stands up and everybody sits down. Again, samasa. When the nebuch, there's a mess right there, so you put the mess in a secluded place. You allow them to go to the chuppah. And they have the first be'ilah, meaning the first time that they live together. And after that, upoiresh, and then they can no longer live together for the next intervening time, as we'll see in the Gemara further. And what do they do? And now they do the levaya. We go and take the mess out, and nebuch, we bury them. And the noyig shivus yamim mishta. Even though they are now technically in avelis, says Rashi, the avelis cannot go and trump the shivus yamim mishta. So they have the shivus yamim mishta. However, Dvorim Shibitzina, the Avelis is Noyheg, and that's why he has to be Poydish, he cannot live with her. V'yakach Noyheg Shivas Yimei Avelis, and then they have to sit Shiva after the Shivas Yimei Mishnah. V'chol Oysana Yomim, during all of those 14 days, both the Shivas Yimei Mishnah and the Shivas Yimei Avelis, Hu Yashim Ben Hanashim, V'hi Yashena Ben Hanashim, we don't allow them to go and sleep together by themselves in the same room, so they shouldn't come Chas Yisholim Lidei Avera, which is a halacha that you also have by a Chuppas Nida, that if the husband, the chusin kala, get married and she happens to be in nida that night,
have someone stay with them.
Have a yingel or maidel. I'm sorry.
There was be the smith.
There was a smith.
That's right. That's why.
For sure. But our Gemara is saying is that since they had the first bila smith, and normally she didn't shivus yimei mishta, today is different because we're noyig that they don't live together if there was 99% of the time. If you're talking about a psula, you have the psulim bleed, and we deem the bleeding of the psulim just like as if she was parsa nida, not mamish, because by nida we wait for 5 days and then the 7 days, and here we only wait for 4 days and the 7 days. But anyway, the bottom line is today this would not be a problem she's always parish during the whole shivus yamei mishnah until after she goes to the mikveh again. But in those days, this takana wasn't in extent yet; didn't exist yet.
The kind of by a chuppah snid is dafka because we have an issue with yichud if the two conditions about being together before, and also if she's going to be taller and again in the future.
Mm-hmm.
If one of those is missing, but here you're saying that
they already lived together,
and she's going to be, you know, both things are present. So why?
No, what you're saying makes a lot of sense, and it goes one step further. The problem by a chuppah snid is because you're talking about a chas shom issa diraisa of an issa of kares. Person's isha benidas tumasa le sishkav the galus of us. He had said a grace is in the Torah to go and live with an issakaris. V'nichras, if he does it b'mezid, it's a nichras din of karis. Here we're talking about that the whole problem is that he's going to live with her during the Yemei Avelus. Yemei Avelus, it's at most a drabon, it's not a diraisa, that during the Shiva they're not all live together. But nevertheless, they were concerned, and perhaps maybe that's the reason why they were talking concerned. Since it's not an issa diraisa, it's an only issa drabon of Avelus, so they may be it's not drabon, therefore they might come to live together. And therefore they said, let somebody else sleep in the room, that they shouldn't come lidei issur to protect them.
They didn't have Dan Basulim, but I mean, in those days.
You see that they were not knowing that takana yet, because otherwise then all of this doesn't really make much sense, right?
Yeah.
That you have to have somebody and every single time today, you always have to have somebody. Anyway, so the Gemara says that in tachshitim and akalik reshleishim. Let's just see one or two Rashi's before we finish off the shtickle. Let's look at the Rashi on the Amud Beis. Back to the Amud Beis. Ovishal chasan and imishal kali. You see five lines from the bottom of the Amud. Or let's start from the beginning. Kidasanya. First wide line. Kidasanya. Back on the Amud Beis. Chosin Shemais Ovid B'Sheini. Ven Yochel Hamtin Al Lemochor. He cannot wait until Tuesday, Shetarach Lahashis is a mess at Shinichnasul Chuppah. We just said you have to put the mess aside and make the Chuppah right afterwards. So you can't go and delay this. It's Chabizayin a mess to let him stay around for a long period of time. The Yain is Mozik B'mayim, Sheiro'i Lishtia. It's now ready to drink. V'shubayin Miskayim. You cannot leave it there, Mozik, for an extended period of time because it's going to spoil. The Ovishul Chosin, Imishul Kala. But Dafkinok at Ovishul Chosin. Shehu HaTireach B'tzor Chay Sa'uda. And Dafki Imishul Kala, because he amechines atachshitin. Lo atachshitin. Lafichach. If we're going to postpone the chasna, we're not going to have the father to prepare the catering, the meal, and we're not going to have the mother to prepare the cosmetics and all the rest. The tir lehem lachlus is a mess. The chum said, go and put the mess aside. Shelo yikperuhu. The im came because if we're going to make the levaya first, and be koyve them chola avelis ala ovel b'simas ha-goylel. As simas ha-goylel means right after the burial is finished. Some machloek is Rashi tells exactly what simas ha-goylel means, but for all practical purposes means
covered up,
and now it's all finished. The levaya is over and the kvura is over. Then the avelis will be chal immediately. Kill come on. Shav leyuchal lichlai, so he won't be able to live with her at sheyavro avelis, because avelis starts right after the burial. So therefore, we postpone the funeral and we postpone the burial, and instead we allow boil bias mitzvah, tap rashi, poydish. And after the bias mitzvah is over, then they're poydish. And then, the yikbris ameis miyad, then we'll go straight to the levayit, to keep in the chola, love chasana, once they already are married with nisuin, have the gabe keregel, yetzushan agam tziyonta for them. And the Avelis cannot be Chal on the Yontif. Even like today, if Chas HaShem is an Avelis in the middle of Yontif, we postpone the Shiva till after Yontif. Here's two, V'le'as Yavelis V'chayla. The Neishiv is Yemishta. Therefore, they can continue the 7 days of Mishta, and they can continue after that the 7 days of Avelis, and all of those days, who Yoshim bin Anoshim. Chalos and Yom Zazrashi Shlimei Mishta Vishal Avelis, the full 14 days. Who Yoshim V'ein Mesiach Zem Zem, don't let them be B'yicha together. Shema Yiva, V'avel Ozim, V'tashisha Mita, Kid even though it's chayantif and they're not noig avelis at all, they're coming to all the shivas yimei mishta. But nevertheless, noig avelis shall divrei tzina. The hainu is a tashish killer. Come on, that this inyan of tzina, when you have this even halacha today, for instance, on Shabbos of the 9 days, the din of avelis is if Tisha B'av falls out on Shabbos, even though we are noig, we push it off to Sunday, right. And so therefore that Shabbos is like a regular Shabbos. So I mean, some Ashkenazim, there used to be a little broigus on that Shabbos, and they would go and sing Lechadoidi to Eli Tzio and Vorea type of thing. Right, exactly. But the Minig Oilim today and the Minig Chassidim always was as even a regular Shabbos like all Shabbos. However, it says that the Inyon Shabbatzina Noig, and then it depends whether it was allowed to live with his wife that night or not live. Anyway, look in Shulchan Aruch and ask your competent Orthodox rabbi. But getting back to our Gemara, so you have that Inyan of Avelis Petzina, and that is Noig, and therefore for the 14 days, even during the Shabbos Yimei Mishta, they should not live together. But let's finish off the braisa. The entire shloishim, in other words, even beyond the shiva, she can continue wearing her tachshitim and make herself beautiful, so she should be beautiful for her chosin. And of course, if you're going to tell me kol shloishim yoyim, if a shteitzach says Rashi and the kol shikain and after the shloishim yoyim, in other words, even though normally a woman during the shiva days would not make herself pretty, but nevertheless a kala is allowed to, and if the whole Shloishim, and certainly beyond the Shloishim, the Chabad Yivis.
Even though she's not allowed to be with him, and the whole purpose of being attractive is to entice him to be with her.
Exactly.
So it's sort of the memory, it's like entrapment.
That's why we have to have somebody sleeping in the same room together.
No,
for that. But we don't want that the Chosin who thinks of his college being so beautiful.
She's actually suffering.
Exactly. And
Yom Kippur says the same thing. The color is allowed to do certain things.
Right.
To make sure it's beautiful.
Exactly.
So
just finishing off the Gemara. V'davka avishal chasan imishal kala, like we said in the Rashi before, to leke inish the torach lehu, because they are key and crucial to making this into a beautiful chasana, because without them chasana is gunish. Aval ipcha, if it was, for instance, the other way around, it was the mother of the chassan, or it was the father of the kala, loy, we wouldn't say, okay, shnel, let's make the chassana now. Rather, we would say, let's go and make the labaya, let them sit shiva, and we'll push off the chassana for a week, and we'll do the chassana in a week later, or after shloishim, we'll move it over, because then there will be people to go and prepare the chassana. If the father of the chassan is still living, or the mother of the kala, he'll prepare the suda, she'll prepare the tachshit, it won't be a problem. However, if these two crucial people, if one of them passes away, we cannot say, let's push it off. You gotta go and do the chasen immediately, and then do Nebuch the Levaya, and then have the Shivas Yemei Mishta.